unimaginable destruction. Homes and lives destroyed or lost as floods ravaged parts of KwaZulu-Natal province in recent weeks. And in the aftermath, beaches and streets are lined with debris and pollution. At least 443 people were killed in the floods, described as the worst in 60 years, when 2 months' worth of rain fell in just 48 hours, causing mud and landslides.
We need to increase our investment in climate adaptation measures to better safeguard communities against the effects of climate change.
The government is calling such natural disasters the new normal, attributing it mostly to climate change. But environment experts say the devastation may not have been as bad if the government had done more.
Here in the township of Alexander in Johannesburg, thousands of people live alongside riverbanks and flood-prone areas. While there have been local and global pledges to reduce the effects of climate change, many of those promises have not been kept. Experts say countries like South Africa need to build better houses, roads, and drainage and transport systems to adapt to climate change and keep people safe.
Experts say Africa's West Indian Ocean region is vulnerable to extreme weather shocks. Parts of Madagascar have recently been hit by intense tropical cyclones, while southeast of the island, drought has decimated crops, killed animals, and displaced thousands of people, causing widespread food shortages. Drought has too ravaged parts of Zambia, Zimbabwe, and South Africa.
In southern Madagascar, for example, you have 1.5 to 2 million people who suffered acute hunger because of drought issues. You have over a million carcasses from livestock herders, etc. And now, with the storms that we have seen, about three very significant storms happening in KwaZulu-Natal in the space of about 7 years. And who has suffered the most? It is really the poor and vulnerable who have only dangerous places to put up their houses in. We are going to continue to see this trend happening all across the African continent.
It's estimated it will cost billions of dollars to fix the damage caused by the latest flooding in South Africa. And environmental groups say severe weather has killed 500,000 people in southern Africa in the last 6 months alone. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg, South Africa.